Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Lily Jamali. Last year, as the pandemic was bearing down on Southern California, L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti said the city needed to do more to help unhoused people with their hygiene needs. Here's Garcetti on April 8, 2020.
From the beginning, I've been committed to improving our sanitary conditions where our unhoused Angelenos live, putting more than 300 sanitary stations for washing hands on our streets, dozens of porta potties. But I was disappointed to learn that many of those hand washing stations didn't have water or soap or paper towels. So thanks to Judge Carter, to my deputy mayor, Christina Miller, for the fast action. We have talked to the folks that are our vendors, and instead of being checked once a week, they will now be checked daily to ensure that people living on the street can maintain sanitary conditions and all of us can help stop the spread of COVID-19. That will begin starting tomorrow.
But an investigation from the website LA Taco finds that despite Mayor Garcetti's commitments, not much has changed. Many of those stations have not been filled with running water, paper towels, or soap during the pandemic. Reporter Lexis Olivier Ray worked on this investigation for more than a year. She spoke with the California Report's Keith Mizuguchi.
I looked at 5 months of assessment records from the sanitation department in Los Angeles. And these assessment records kept track of soap, water, and paper towel levels at hand washing stations, and they were assessed pretty much every day. What I found was that although they assessed these hand washing stations, there was no record of the sanitation department actually assessing all of the hand washing stations in the city. On average, they assessed roughly 50% of all the hand washing stations. And I also found that as the pandemic got worse, more people got sick, the sanitation department actually assessed fewer hand washing stations.
And what about the vendors who are contracted by the city of Los Angeles to assess these sanitation stations?
I looked at hundreds of purchase orders and contracts that showed that although vendors were required to service hand washing stations and portable toilets every day, they didn't always do that, but they did charge the city for the cost of maintaining these units.
During your investigation, you spoke with a number of unhoused residents. What did they have to say about these stations?
The majority of them said that either hand washing station units weren't being serviced regularly. A lot of people said that they didn't trust the units, even if they were being serviced. And then several people told me flat out that they just didn't know where they were. In terms of the service issues, it ranged from everything from lack of water and or soap. A lot of soap dispensers were missing, and most of the units that I checked on didn't have paper towels. Residents were forced to, in some cases, buy their own soap to use these hand washing station units. In terms of the mistrust, since these units are on the sidewalks and really anybody can access them, it's really easy to get into the water supply. People expressed concerns about people tampering with them. Someone said, told me that one of the units had bleach in it and they felt that had too much bleach. And then there were the people that just didn't know where they were and really looked to me to tell them where these units were. There were certain neighborhoods in LA where there weren't any hand washing stations at all.
And there's also a big issue with the lack of portable toilets, right?
Correct. And through my reporting, I learned that a lot of unhoused residents felt that the lack of portable toilets was actually of greater concern, and there was a higher demand for bathrooms. Residents told me that they could find alternatives to wash their hands, you know, maybe buying a bar of soap and a gallon jug of water, or just using hand sanitizer. But finding a place to go to the bathroom, especially during the pandemic, when so many businesses were closed was a real concern for a lot of the people that I spoke to.
Has the problem gotten any better?
That's a good question. I mean, there were certainly some units that were well-maintained and maintained regularly, and then there were others that were ignored for weeks or in some cases more than a month. I have continued to check on certain units in my neighborhood, or if I come across a unit when I'm out. And I noticed actually one of the units that I reported on, they have replaced the soap dispenser that I was missing for a while, but it doesn't seem like the situation has necessarily gotten any better than what it was when I began reporting on this 14 months ago.
Following his statement in April, Mayor Garcetti doubled down just a few months later and said that crews were checking these stations on a daily basis. The city sanitation department has gone back and forth on who's responsible. From what you gather, has everyone just been passing the buck on this issue?
Yeah, and the sanitation department essentially told me that they have nothing to do with the units anymore and directed me to another department. The mayor's office, they put it on the vendors, pointing to contracts saying that they are responsible for assessing and servicing these units 7 days a week. And I didn't hear from any of the vendors. None of them would speak to me. And, you know, in a few months, these units, they could be pulled from the sidewalks. The contracts are set to expire in late October of this year. The city did mention, though, that the city council might take another look at these units, and it seems possible that the contract could be extended or they might find some solution to make some of these hand washing station units more permanent.
That was Lexis Olivier Ray, a reporter and editor with LA Taco. Lexis, thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Keith.
And that is the California Report for this Monday, July 5th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Lily Jamali. Thank you for listening.
Support for the California Report comes from Personal Capital, helping people take control of their finances with financial tools and objective advice from a fiduciary advisor, personalcapital.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working together to create a just world where all people have access to renewable energy, clean air and water, and healthy food, on the web at theschmidt.org. And Blue Shield of California, closing the healthcare gap since 1939. Learn more about their commitment to quality and fair healthcare for every Californian at news.blueshieldca.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.